Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Hey, and we are in the sugya on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Here in Masechta Shabbos that we've started, we're in the sugyas of Hotsa'ah, and we are a couple lines up from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, hey, Omei Birshus Harabim, remember, you need an Akira, you need a Hanacha, we need an Akira and a Hanacha for the Malacha of Hotsa'ah. If somebody's in Rishus HaRabim, v'kalat kishamim me'avir mechitzos, and he sticks his hand into a yard, which is surrounded by walls, and he catches the rain from the walls, and he brings it back out. V'hotzi chayev. So b'yochanan, that's hotza'ah. Hotza'ah, you're going from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, you're carrying the rain, from, you know, you want to get a drink, and, the rain is, falling off of the roof, and you catch it off of the gutter, and it's going, and you bring it back out, that you're chayev. Ribun Barchia b'shem Rabbi Zira b'chotef kain. Right, this applies if you change the direction of the water as it's coming down. Right, it's not that I just keep my hands and then the water falls into my hands and then I bring it, but I actively change direction, deflect the direction of the water, and I bring it. That's considered an akira. Because I did something active with the at the beginning of the process. Hayim kalat pater. But if I just stuck my hands into the private domain, into the Rishus HaYachid, and I caught the water, and then I bring it out, so then that's not going to be chayiv. Why? Because ma bein nasan lo acher, ma bein nasan lo shamayim. Remember the first Mishnah in the Masechta. We had if an ani just stands there, or a balabait just stands there, and the other person does everything, then the person just standing there acting like an amud is going to be potter. He didn't do anything. So here too, if I just stand there and the water comes into my hand, so that's not called an akira on my part. And therefore I have to actively do something in order to make it into an akira. And that is by changing the direction of the water that goes into my hand. So that's an akira. And then mamela taking it out, that would be a hanacha. And the Gemara's, I don't know. There's whatever the shiurim are for that we Revius is for drinking, right? That the shiurim that we're gonna have later on in the Mishnayos for Hotsah for every material and every liquid will be exactly what the one has to carry out. Asya Karebi, and this goes like Rebbe, the assumption of this whole din is like Rebbe, de Rebbe Avad Aver Mechitzas Kimamasha. Rebbe says that the airspace of walls, if you are between walls, so it's ki'ilu, it's filled up. We sometimes call this klu tekemisha unchadamya. If it's in the middle, so it's ki'ilu, it's on the ground. So therefore, when I make it akira, it's as if I'm picking it up from the ground and then taking it out to the street. Right? That's what the, look at the Karban Eda here says, like Rebbe Shita on Daf Dalid, that if you go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid with Rishus HaYachid be'emtza, Rebbe says you're chayiv in that case. If it passes through the Rishus HaYachid, from one to the other Rishus HaRabim, why? The Karban Eda here quotes, Besa Kamandamal Yadamya. The Rishus HaYachid as if it's filled, Va'aviro Kamamash Yadami, and therefore that's called an Akira, in Rishus HaYachid, going out to the Rishus HaRabim. So here it was surrounded by the walls, right? It says you stuck your hands into the Mechitzas, and that's why it's going to be, Chayef. Continuing the next brisa, Haiza Omeid Bifnim Viado Maleo Peros Pshuta Lachutz. For whatever reason, it's almost Shabbos, and your hands are stuck inside. You're standing outside. Your hands are stuck inside, and they're full of fruit. Viado Maleo Peros Pshuta Lachutz. I'm sorry. You're standing inside, and your hands are outside, full of fruit. And then Shabbos comes, and you want to bring the fruit into your Rishus on Shabbos, V'kiddush shel Havayom. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Asur Lachzira, one is not allowed to bring it in. One can't do Hachnasa there. Why? Why can't one do Hachnasa? This is the Derabanan for sure. Why? Because you didn't do an Akira HaMachayevis. Right? When Shabbos started, the fruit were already in your hands. So there's no Akira. If you bring it, it's going to be Hanacha. Why don't you say that so therefore it's going to be a most of Derabanan here. And most of the Rabbanan, because you didn't do an Akira on Shabbos. What happens, why don't you say that right when you move, it's going to be an Akira? Right when you start moving the fruit inside? So the Karban Eda and the other Mefarshim explain, no, because the hands follow the body. And therefore, you see, Rav Chaim Kadievsky here, Azlachzir midi rabbanan, de'ilu midin Torah eino chayef, de'yado basar gufo garir. Your hands are nigrar after your body. Your body's inside, so you're inside. And therefore, if you didn't do an akira, it's not called an akira based on the fact that you started moving because your hands are you, and therefore you didn't move, so you're not nachshav the hands as moving. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Acha, there's what to say on that, but let's just finish this section. Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Ba, k'man demar asur l'shtamesh ba'avir asara. This is going like the opinion, which we hold, that the airspace under 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim is within the, you know, the, is considered Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, as long as it's under 10 tefachim, that's why you're in the, area where it potentially would have been a daraisa, but it's not, and that's why Chazal were gozer, in this case, even though you didn't do an akira, it's gonna be a derabanan. Above 10 tefachim, it's a makom patur. Which is not so tall. Ten tefachim is not so tall. Like average tables are about, you know, ten tefachim or so. A little bit shorter. But, says the Gemara, so this gzeira derabana was made because you're in the world of daraisa. You're under ten tefachim. As we're about to see. Says the Gemara, is tani tani mutter. We have another brisa that says it's mutter. If your hands are outside with the fruits, you're allowed to bring it in. So how do you explain the stira? One by the top brisa says, Osterlach zira, and the second one says mutter. So two answers. Number one, havi boy meimar, one suggestion, manda amar mutter b'sheyesh shamro chavarba. According to the bride that says mutter, maybe there's a detail that's we're missing. Maybe the case is where there is a column, there's a little pillar that your hand is above that is four tfachim wide. So it's its own rishus. It's its own rishus. It's a carmelis. Right, if it's 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, it's a carmelis. It's the Rishus HaRabim midrabanan. And therefore, going from there to your own Rishus is not ever possible to be daraisa. So that's why it's going to be mutter. Rabbanan Warren goes there if the greatest possibility of what you're going to do is drabanan. So here it's a drabanan Rishus, going to, it will be a drabanan most, and you didn't have an akira before Shabbos, so therefore, Rabbanan Warren goes to there in that situation of Durabanan. So maybe the brisa that says that it's mutter to bring the fruit back in, that's where your hands are on top of this pillar that is a carmelis, four tefach, ten tefachim high and four tefachim wide. So therefore, the Warren goes there in that case for you to bring the fruit back. Uman da'amar, asur b'she'en shem rochav arba. And according to what it says, asur, no, your hands are just in the air. Your hands in the air under ten tefachim. So therefore, theoretically, if you would have done an akira on Shabbos, it would be a daraisa. So that's why Rabbi Never goes there in that case. One answer to the stira. Or Amar Rabbi Yosi Berabbi Bun Beinzeo Beinzeo Kamanda Amar Oslo Shabbos Ba'avir Asara. No, there's no amud. There's no detail of pillar that you're missing. And everyone holds that again under ten tefachim, the airspace of Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim. My kadun. So what's the answer? What's the difference? Manda Amar Oslo Lamata Me'asara. Manda Amar Mutter Lamala Me'asara. According to the one who says it's usher to bring the fruit back is because your hands are under 10 tefachim and the fruit. And if the one who says that it's mutter, it's above 10, tefachim. Period. Again, remember the different rishuyos that we discussed, in the beginning of Shin Mem Hei. Shin Mem Hei is the first simin in the fourth volume of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? The fourth volume of the Mishnah Berurah is the one that's used the least. Right? That's the one all about Erevin and, Tchum Shabbos, and, Mesechus Erevin. That's why Erev Tchumin. That's all. And Hilchos Rosh Chodesh is at the end. Because the fourth parak, as we know, starts, you know, third and fourth are Shabbos, and the fifth parak starts with, Inyani Yantav Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off with Shin Mem Hei, Arba Rishuyas L'Shabbos. Rishus HaYachar, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis Umakum Ptur. Right, those are. Rishus HaYachid, as we'll see, goes all the way up, Adar Rakia. Rishus HaRabim has a limit, Ezer Rishus HaRabim. I think we read this, a couple of days ago. Again, Rechovus Ushvakim, Harachavim, Tez Zayin Amma, 16 Ammas wide. Ve'inim Akurin, they are not roofed. If they have a roof, then it's not going to be, Rishus HaYachid Araisa. Ve'ein Lahem Choma, Ve'vilo Yesh Lahem Choma, if it is mefulash, mishar l'shar, straight through, that is also Rishus HaRabim, and then you have the question of whether you need the 600,000. Those are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me just see. Here it is. Rosh Hashanah Sif Yud Beis. Rosh Hashanah Ena Tofeses Ela Ad Asara. Rosh Hashanah is only, the status of Rosh Hashanah is only up until 10 Tvachim. Only up until 10 Tvachim. Avalamala Me Asara Avi Makom Tur. Above 10 is Makom Tur. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Mem Hei Yud Beis. Mr. Barah, only Ad Asara. So it makes a difference where, let's say you throw. Al Kain Hazorek Rosh Hashanah Dveila Shmeina. Vinidvak Bakosel, I throw a sticky fig and it hits the wall. I throw it, it hits the wall above Tetzvacher and it stays there. It stays there. So then, Lamata Measar Chai, Lamala Measar Pater. I had a Hanacha and a Makab Tur. And therefore, I am going to be Pater. Says the Mishnah Berurah continuing, Makab Tur, Afilu Shem Karmelis, Ein Chal Al Ha'avir Lamala Measar. It's nothing. It's a Makab Tur. It's category 4 Rishus. And therefore, it's not going to be chayev at all. There is no hanacha there. But he says, if you stick it, no, it's kana. That we'll get to in a few minutes. If it's has a 4 tefachim wide surface, then it's going to be a karmelis. Okay, but that is the a couple of rishiyos. Right, kiddush elav hayom. Again, the second that Shabbos starts, one could ask, is that Shabbos starts tosefes? Is that Shabbos itself? Again, for various halachas, Tosefes Shabbos has the status of Shabbos itself. So when it says here that your fruit are going to be brought in, is that when you were makabel Shabbos? Excuse me, right? There's a whole discussion in many different areas. When I'm makabel Shabbos, Tosefes, does that have the status mamish of Shabbos? Or is it just a kabbalah? It's like a neder. It's like a neder not to for an Isser Malacha. But it doesn't have actual status of Shabbos, right? Tosefes, many quote the Tosefes in Ksubis Adaf Mem Zayin, where Tosfos has a suggestion, wondering, the Gemara there is trying to figure out a case where a woman wouldn't be doing work on getting married. You can't be getting married and not causing a loss of work, but the problem is you don't do work on Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosfos has a suggestion, maybe it's during Tosefes. Maybe it's during Tosefes, Shabbos, Tosefes, Yontif, because in that time, you could still get married. Tosefes Yontif. There's no Emar and Simcha B'Simcha right at that moment. But you're not doing Malacha. So Tosefes comes up with some Ukimta. But there's 2 days of Tosefes. But what does that show? That Tosefes is not exactly the same. If there's no Emar and Simcha B'Simcha, there's no Isser of getting married on into Tosefes Yontif. Tacha Ayri Sha'achas Lefnei Yontif. Shu Ki Yontif Le'inyin Malacha. To Tosefes Daraisa. U'betila B'Shem and Malacha. You're not doing Malacha. But you know, you're allowed to get married. The ones that have the most graphic lashon in the sugya is the Taz and the Marshal in a few contexts, but it's all about Tosefes, right? They talk about it, making early Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. That's where the sugya comes up. Making early Shmini Atzeres. We know the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch, all the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the where the minna came from, not to is a question, but the Shulchan Aruch, based on all the Rishonim, say that Shmini Atzeres of Chutz Laretz, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Yisuvi Yasvinan, Mesiv Yasvinan, Beruch Elom Avrachinan. You don't make a bracha. You sit in the sukkah because it's Safek Hoshana Rabbah. You can't make a bracha of Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh because it's a Bizayon. Shmini Atzeres, you're sitting in a sukkah. So, Mesiv Yasvinan, Beruch Elom Avrachinan. Are you allowed to make early Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz? Says the Marshal, lo davar in the tshuva, simen samad ches, he says, you can't make early. You can't make early because it's not, if you make it early, you can't say Shmini Atzeres. And you can't sit in the, if you're sitting in the sukkah, it's still sukkah, so, veishayach lomar, kiven to mosifim michal al kodesh im kim over hayom. No, and don't say, says the Marshal in the tshuva, simen samad ches, that, once you daven, then it's you daven Shmini Atzeres, it's Shmini Atzeres. Don't worry about it. No, you can't, right, you can't go in. He's bothered. It's still light outside. And you're going to make a bracha Shmini Atzeres. And you're not going to make a bracha in the sukkah. And you're sitting in the sukkah. And it's still light outside. So, Ze'eno, Nehid the Mosifin, B'tfila, K'dashkan, the Rav Soli, Shalarev, Shabbos, B'Shabbos, B'komakom, Lola, Hashvos, Laila. It's not mamish the next day, even if you're Makabel. That's the Marshal. And the Taz argues, again, two or three times they have this Machlokas, Taz Marshal. Says the Taz, first of all, and this is one of the greatest riyas in the world, the Taz says, for the 1,000 years before we lived, nobody ever said, you don't find anywhere that you're not allowed to make early Shmini Atzeres. Somebody would have to say that. Poskim, Rishonim, would have to say that. And a raya by omission. says the Taz. All right, and number two, Lama Gozer, this is Tafri Samaches, Lama Gozer Tainis Bechinam. You're being Gozer Tainis on Klal Yisrael. Mishas Kinesa Shmini Atzeres, Shumi Bod Yom. Fu Hechrech to Tosefes Bechalala Kolishu Daraisa. Tosefes is Daraisa. And number two, he says the whole svara that the marshal is based on it is wrong. He says the vada misha mosim michalal kodesh who also apitzi v'terasayinu. The same God that told the Shmini Atzeres said to do Tosefes. Kar chalaf v'holach mimenu chovas hayom mashahayalav mikodem zev havi kmo lailo machar mamish. It's laila, it's machar, and therefore Tosefes is yantif, and therefore no problem with making early Shmini Atzeres sitting in the sukkah when it's still light outside in Chutz Laaretz. And again, many other places that come up. This could be Gufa the Machlokas 2 days in the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachas, whether Rav davened early on Erev Shabbos. Did he also make Kiddush early? 2 days, whether he made Kiddush early. Again, maybe that's an issue about Tosefes. And maybe one more, and then we'll continue. The Tziv as a Tshuva. Tziv as a Tshuva. It was a woman. It was Shabbos Yantif. And a woman lit candles. Woman lit candles, it was Shabbos Yantif, and 5 minutes after she lit candles, before it was Shkia, she found out that her relative died. What did she do? She took off her shoes and she sat Shiva. She sat Shiva for a few minutes. And then the question came to the Netziv, does she count that for Shiva, therefore there's no Shiva after Yantif? Or no, is it meaningless? So the Netziv says, you should have asked me whether you should do that in the first place. Not whether you did it, and again, probably there wasn't any, mehechi timsi. So he says, kol zed dibarnu, he says, once she did it, then okay, maybe it counts. Kol zed dibarnu being far no agavilas, avalim balish elim, tino agavilas, yesh lashashi bedavar. Right? Whether she should do it or not, and it depends how you understand Tosefes. That's his issue. Zed tolim Tosefes yantav shemol gam l'simchas yantav, orak l'shvisas melacha. Velodla mitzvahs simcha. Right? That's the Meshav Davar, Chelik Beis, Simin Ayin Gimel. So again, Tosefes is a big sugya. So here, when the Gemara says, Kidei Shalav Hayom, so is it Tosefes, is it Mamish today? Either way, doesn't make a difference for us. Whenever it is Shabbos, that's when this din kicks in. We continue. So we had two answers to the Stira in the Brisa. If you have your hands outside full of fruit, could you bring it back in? 2 days to explain the Stira in the Brisa. Next, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the first cases of the Mishnah were where one person did everything, right? The Ani or the Balabais did everything, and the other person just stood there. And the one person did the Akira and the Anacha. Ha'ani Chayiv Balabais Pater, and the other case where the Balabais is Chayiv and the Ani is Pater. So this is going on that case, where the Balabais did everything. The Ani is just standing outside with his hands out, and the Balabais either puts it in, takes it out. Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, b'shem Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, and then a Talmud of Rav, and then a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, v'hu shetia yadu shel ani b'soch asar l'karka. Again, the akira and the hanacha that the Balabais has to do has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. So the ani's hands that he's taking it from has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Amar Reb Zira, and also, this relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago, b'rocha menakos al arba. The ani has to be standing more than 4 tefachim away from the house. More than 4 tefachim away. Aval meina racham in a kosel arbar, karmelasi, as we discussed a couple of days ago. But if he's within 4 tefachim, then that area, if you remember, is not usable for rishus harabim. So even though you're outside, that's called what the Gemara in Shabbos says in the first parak, keren. It's like a tzideh, keren asmuch al rishus harabim. And if you have an area in Rishus Rabim that is very unusable, not Nicha Tashmishtei, so it has the status of a Carmelis, right? Because it's not usable. Sometimes you have these little corners that are just extra space, but they're not so usable, that would be a Carmelis. So then, the Mishnah can't say that Chaya for the Balabais, right? Because if he has to do an Akira from a Rishus Rabim. So the Ani has to be standing more than 4 Tzachim away from the wall. Rabbi Lazar B'Shim Rabbi Shimon, Karsana, that's his name. And even if it's within 10 tvachim of the ground, b'shayu panav hafuchas laplatia, it has to be where the ani is facing out. And that's where he's taking it from. Avalam hayu panav hafuchas lakosel karmelasi. But again, if he's facing the wall, then that would facing in, then that would also be, if it's within 4 tvachim, that would be a karmelis. So basically, you have to make sure you're taking it from a rishus rabbi, not a karmelis, in order to be chayiv, so he can't be so close in, and he has to be facing out. Rav Chizda b'shem Asi. It's the Asi, they say, because it's Rav Chisda quoting, and Rav Ashi was later, if it was Rav Ashi, so it must be Rav Asi. So Rav Chisda b'shem Rav Asi, no, it's Bereshis HaRabim G'voh HaSorah Tvachim. Question about the Girsa here, where they can go with one of the Girsos, not the Girsa of the Karban Eid, as we'll see. You have a rod, you have a pole. You have a pole stuck in Bereshis HaRabim, and it goes higher than 10 Tvachim. Higher than 10 Tvachim. Skip the next two lines, and we're going to go with the Girsa and the Shinin Nischos. And that is Mutter Lakan Ulakan. Ubilvad Shalo Yachlif. To add that in. What does that mean? You have a pole stock that's higher than 10 Tvachim. So on top of that pole, Makom Ptur. It's higher than 10 Tvachim, so it's not Rishus HaRabim. We just said Rishus HaRabim, Rishus only goes till 10 Tvachim. And it's above 10 Tvachim, and it doesn't have the surface area. That's this Argirsa. Right? It doesn't have the surface area of 10. So therefore, that's a Makom Ptur. So you could put whatever you want on there. And whatever you want, and you're not Chayef, because it's a Makom Ptur. But you shouldn't, says the Gemara, Midr Abanan, go from Rishus HaRabim to the Makom Ptur, and from the Makom Ptur to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa. That's Shalo Yachlif. Because Gzeira, you might like skip the Makom Ptur step and go straight from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or the opposite. So that is, it's kind of like, reminds me, not exactly the same, but, right, you're not supposed to kasher from Fleishiks to Milchiks, and Milchiks to Fleishiks. Let's say you want to change your silverware. You change. It's going to be confusing. But you could go from Milchiks to Parav, and Parav to Fleishiks. You probably shouldn't do it like so often, because that also, but theoretically, if you wanted to do it, that technically would be mutter to kasher it for Parav, in the intro. But here, you know, Gzeira. We're not nervous if you go to the Makom Ptur, that you might end up skipping the Makom Ptur stage. Rav Amar, Rav says though, Tarkus, right now we'll skip those next line and a half, Tarkus, you have this big chest, a big, box in the street. You all may Rishus HaRabim. Gavoh Asar Tvachim V'Rochav Arba. This is different. This is higher than 10 Tvachim, but it itself has a surface area of 4 Tvachim. So it itself is a Rishus HaYachid. Right? It's 4 Tvachim. It's as 4 Tvachim, wide, 10 Tvachim high. And it has walls. The walls of, we're going to learn about this later, the walls of the box are Ki'ilu. They shoot up. As if they shoot up. So the area on top of this box that is 10 Tvachim wide and 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide is its own Rishus. Rishus HaYachid. So HaMishtamish B'tocho, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim L'tocho, Chayiv. That's going to be Chayiv. Because on top of that is Rishus HaYachid. It's Ki'ilu, it's surrounded by the edges. The edges of the box shoot up imaginary walls. And therefore, that area on top of the box is Rishus HaYachid. Tani Rav Oshia, similarly, menorah shiomedet Rishus HaRabim, you have some type of light, a menorah. Gevoa, gova asara, upircha arba, and maybe it has a base, but on top it gets wide, and the area on top is again, 4 tvachim wide. So there too, hamishamish bitocha, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim l'tocha, chayiv. That's gonna be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Mana, lo sov davar menorah, not only a menorah, el afilu kana. Get back to the reed case that we said before. Kana Rishus HaRabim. If you just have the pole, on top of the pole, that's a Makom Ptur. But if on top of the pole you put a board, and the board is 4 Tvachim wide, so then, so then you're going to be Chayiv. And that's what's quoted, that Shulchan Aruch that I stopped in the middle, that's quoted, that's Rosh Hashayachid. But if you have four Tefach, wide surface area, which is comfortable to use, and it's 4 Tvachim wide, that's going to be a Rishus HaYachid. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted. Noitz kana Rishus HaRabim, Rosho Klisha Gavo Asara Tvachim, Barachav Arba, Av Agav Shetachteh Rishus HaRabim, Bikomakam Akli Rishus HaYachid. You could have a Rishus HaYachid on top of Rishus HaRabim, right? You have this pole in the street, above 10 Tvachim, and you put a board on top of the pole, so underneath is Rishus HaRabim, and on top is Rishus HaYachid. That's possible, and that's the halacha. Good. We continue. Minayin lamala me'asara shu rishus acheres. How do you know? How do you know above 10 tvachim is its own rishus? How do you know that? So Rabbi Yavo b'shem rishim and lakish. So we're about to quote a pasuk, but really it's a conglomerate of two pasukim. It's not really one pasuk that flows. So you got to put a pasuk together from Shmos and from Bamidbar. V'no'ati l'chasham, you might be familiar with this if you remember for the first parak in Sukkah. We also have a makar about Atat Tvachim, as we'll see. V'no'ati l'chasham, Hashem says, I will meet you there. V'dibarti itcham el ha'kaporas, and I'll speak to you from on the kapores, right, the cover of the aron, asher al aron ha'edus mi beishnei akruvim, right, there's two different psukim. One has al aron ha'edus mi beishnei akruvim, one mi beishnei akruvim, al aron ha'edus, but the psukim together. Viksiv, one pasuk says Hashem's going to talk to us on top of the aron. That's where Hashem's going to talk to us from on top of the aron. Viksiv, atem re'isem ki min ha'shamayim dibarti imachem. And the other pasuk says, Hashem says, by Har Sinai, I'm going to talk to you from Shamayim. So you see the word dibur, dibarti, in both places. So ma dibur, shnebar lahalon, rishus acher. It's just like by Har Sinai. Hashem spoke to us from heaven. That was a different rishus. Sa'av dibur shnebar kan. And so too here, when Hashem speaks to us from on top of the Aron, it must be called rishus acheris. Rishus acheris. So how tall was that area on top of the Aron? So we assume it was above 10 tefachim, the Aron was 10 tefachim, so above that is above 10 tefachim, so just like Har Sinai, it was considered a different rishus because it was in Shamayim, so to here, it's a different rishus because it is above 10 tefachim. If you look in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't have Gzeir Shava. The Gemara in Sukkah just says, HaShamayim, Shamayim, LaShem, Ba'aretz, Atzalam, Bnei Adam. If Hashem speaks to us, it must be from above, and therefore, must be above the Aron, is considered, Shamayim, is considered a different rishus. So that's the Gemara in Sukkah in the beginning. There is a Maritz Chayis on that Gemara in Sukkah, where the Maritz Chayis says, Bederek Drush, he says, what does it mean? The Gemara there starts off by saying, Lo yarda shechina lamata me'asara. The shechina never went lower than 10. And that's the makar above, by the Aron. It's about 10 tefachim. So he said, Bederek Drush, what does that mean? Lo yarda shechina, the shechina is not less than 10. We have Bechira Chavshus. Right? The shechina, which means machria, what we do, Hakobi de Shemayim chutz mi yira Shemayim, says the Maritz Chayis. Hakol tzafi farishna suna asher morim al ha'ikar shabachira chavshes biyata adam. V'gam kan omer de rishus adam ein ashchina misareves b'ma'alolosav upepu'ulosav. Hashem doesn't get involved, right? Bachira chavshes. That's what's a deeper idea of the shchina is never less than 10. But here it's gzera shava tar Sinai. Says the Gemara. V'aron lo tisha tvachimu, but 1 second. Isn't the Aron, you think above the Aron is 10 tvachim? Above the Aron is 9 tvachim. There is 9 tvachim. Why? Because it says that the Aron is 1.5 amos tall. 1.5 amos, we're assuming an amma is 6 tvachim. So 1.5 amos is 9 tvachim. So the Aron is only 9 tvachim tall. So, v'aron lo tisha tvachimu, the base rabbiane amri v'kapores tefach. Yeah, but the cover of the Aron, the kapores, was a tefach thick. And therefore, on top of the Aron was 10, 9 plus 1. Says the Gemara, Bzeira boy, minan the kaparas shu tefach. How do you know that? How do you know the kaparas is a tefach? Doesn't say that anywhere in the measurements. Tana, Rabbi Chananya bar Shmuel, kol hakelim shei b'mikdash, nitna Torah midos, arkan of rachban, v'nitna shir kamasan. Every kli in the Torah, we know. The Torah gives the shear of its length and width, chutz min hakaparas, except for the kaparas. We know its length and width, but we don't know its height. We don't know how high it is. So how do you know the kapores? Til medine miklikatash remikdash. So learn it out. It must be small. So what's the smallest kli you have in the mikdash? Learn it out from the smallest kli in the mikdash, which was the border around certain kalim. V'yasisa lo miskeres tofach saviv. So from the word tefach. So makan tefach, afkan tefach. So you know it from the mizgeres that went around. And the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Hey adds, why do you pick the smallest kli to learn from? Why not the biggest kli? Tafasta mua, tafasta, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. And therefore, if you have a choice, you pick one. Oh, eno elavas, he says, zer zalum mizgarto saviv. There's something smaller. The zer is not a kli, but it's a decoration, right? The crown are around the shulchan and the aron. Ma kan kolshu av kan kolshu. So maybe the kaparis was only a kolshu high, not a tefach. Somewhere said no. Mai kadun revacha bar Yaakov omer pinei. V'yein pinei pachos mitefach. It says the kaparis has a face. Pinei kaparis. So pinei always means at least a tefach. Again, there's a lot to talk about when we have the zer, the crown. We know 3 kalim had zirim. Had crowns. That's the Gemara in Yuma. Where in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis talks about the symbolism. There are 3, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Zirim Haim, Shel Mizbeach, Vishel Aron, Vishel Shulchan. The Mizbeach symbolizes Kahuna, Shulchan symbolizes David HaMelech, Malchus, and the Aron symbolizes Torah. The 3 crowns. Remember the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, those are the 3 crowns of the Kalim. Rabbi Yossi says, boy, wait a minute. We're learning the measurement that the Aron is a different Rishus, right? Because it's 10 Tvachim, and then above that is different Rishus. But where was the Aron? The Aron was in a room, Reb Yossi boy, ilu migdosh ha'omi b'toch ha'bayis, gavo ha'kama. If you have a box or a tower or something, an aron in a room, shema ino mutal shamish b'toch ha'labayis min ha'bayis l'tocho, is that called a separate rishus? You have a dresser. That's gonna be it's a separate rishus, because it's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it's in a room. So the aron was also in a room. So how can you say above the aron was a separate rishus? Says the Gemara, no, we're learning it out from the fact that the aron wasn't always in a room. When was the aron not always in a room? Wow. Not such a famous chazal. What is that? When they used to travel in the Midbar, they used to get to an area, the clouds would stop, and they'd have to set up the Mishkan. But they wouldn't know exactly directions, north, east, west, south. They wouldn't know exactly how to set things up. They would put the aron down. The aron would miraculously move itself to be exactly east-west. And once the aron did that, then everybody knew how to set up the walls. Right? And in that moment, there was nothing. The aron wasn't inside yet. So then you see, the aron was outside, and you see, that's when we can learn it from. A drop more. Nicha, command to Arab Amas Shisha. All this makes sense if an Am is 6 Tvachim. Then it works out. It's 9 plus 1. Baram, but command to Arab Amas Chamisha. But there is another opinion that says an Amma is 5 Tvachim. So therefore, how much? So then, Ba'aron Lav Shiva V'Tachim Mechsohu. That's only 7.5. It's 5 plus 2.5. Then all your measurements are messed up. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Amar, the base Rabbi Yanev, Rabbi Shimon ben Yutstak, there are two different sources, these two rabbis, Chad Yalef Lam in Aron, one learns it from the Aron, and he would hold, it's 6 Tvachim, V'charana Yalef Lam in Agalos, but there's another makar, you can learn it from the wagons, V'lo Yadin Man Yalef Lam in Aron, and Man Yalef Lam in Agalos, I don't know who says what, but Mistavr, the base Rabbiana, Yalfin Lam in Aron, Rabbiana is the one that learns it from the Aron, the base Rabbiana Yamrin, V'kaparis Tefach, he's the one that said, Kaparis is Tefach, so it must be that he learns it from the Aron. The Aron is 9 Tvachim, if you hold 9 Tvachim, because an Ame is 6 Tvachim. And Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, Yalef in Agalos, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak must learn it from Agalos. And that's the makar. If you hold that an Ame is 5 Tvachim, then you learn it from the Agalos, because that measurement would work out then. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Pesach Shabbos, there's a lot of Gemara to do. We get to add on as much as we can, but we'll have to stop here.